Near record numbers of Americans are buying second homes, the kinds on wheels. The Great Recession nearly destroyed the RV industry in the U.S., but now camper trailers and motorhomes are hot again. We send Frank Morris of member station KCUR, RV shopping, to find out more.
RV outlets like the sprawling dealership south of Kansas City run by Darren Anderson are hopping.
Business has been great. Six straight record years and no end in sight.
Sales here have roughly tripled since the bottom of the recession. Anderson is sitting in a brand new building that's four times larger than the one it replaced.
Fine and print on that.
Out on the lot, it's cold with a sharp wind blowing through rows of camper trailers. But customers like Grant and Kathy Lowe are buying.
We bought us a trailer.
We bought us a second home that I think we're going to enjoy. It's everything we want, and we're real happy with it.
The Lowe's are in their 50s, and this camper figures large in their retirement plans. They intend to have it paid off before they quit working, and with interest rates and fuel prices low, they think they're in good shape.
Our jobs are very secure and stable. The economy seems to be, you know, on a pretty good rebound right now, so I think, you know, we feel safe that we can buy at this time.
RVs range from small teardrop-shaped trailers with little more than a dry place to sleep to the ultra-high-end motorhomes Clint Mooney sells.
That's a 55-inch TV. This coach actually has four televisions, three inside, one outside.
A big TV on the outside of the camper. Now, this $400,000 Winnebago looks like a bus with swirly designs. But open the door, and it's like walking into a fancy, spacious apartment.
You have a nice big shower with a seat, and then you have a stackable washer and dryer system.
Front seats are wide, heated, massage-enhanced recliners sheathed in something called ultra leather.
These sell very well, actually. We have repeat customers that come back and buy them every two or three, 4 years.
But just 7 years ago, you know, the recession, RV sales tanked. In fact, when President Obama wanted to spotlight the worst of the economy, he went to the RV capital of the world.
It is good to be back in Elkhart.
Elkhart County, Indiana, where most American RVs are built.
It was a tough time. You know, a lot of companies were shut down. A lot of people had been laid off. Everybody knew somebody who was out of work.
That's Kyle Heyman, president of the Elkhart Chamber of Commerce. He says unemployment more than quadrupled as dozens of manufacturers went under. Dealerships folded, too, like the one Renee Henson's parents ran for decades near Grandview, Missouri.
If you would have asked me, I would have thought we were sunk.
She means the whole RV market. Now, Henson is thrilled to be selling RVs again.
Having seen the business since the 70s forward, it's back to like the 70s. We've seen astounding growth. Astounding growth.
For one thing, around 10,000 baby boomers turn 65 each day. But that's not all that's driving the market expansion. The average age of an RV owner is now just under 50, according to an industry association. And Henson says she's selling campers to people in their 30s like never before. Meantime, RV companies keep hauling out new products, as you can see at the annual RV show in Topeka, Kansas, where Greg Smith and his wife are shopping.
Did you guys find something?
Best one in the house right there, that Montana.
So wait, are you guys actually thinking about buying this thing?
Maybe not this one. I'm looking for something a little bigger. I need to put my four-wheeler in the back.
So you want a toy haul?
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we're looking for a toy hauler.
Toy haulers are trailers or motorhomes with garages built in. Smith is planning on spending upwards of $100,000 on his. And with a broad smile on his face, it's easy to picture Smith enjoying a warm winter evening far from Topeka, out on the road with record numbers of his fellow Americans, hauling a home away from home. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.